Weird Stories, The Golgotha Dancers, written by Manly Wade Wellman. A curious and terrifying story about an artist who sold his soul that he might paint a living picture. I had come to the art museum to see the special show of Goya prints, but that particular gallery was so crowded that I could hardly get in, much less see or savor anything, wherefore I walked out again. I wandered through the other wings with their rows and rows of oils, their Greek and Roman sculptures, their stern ranks of medieval armors, their Oriental porcelains, their Egyptian gods. At length, by chance and not by design, I came to the head of a certain rear stairway. Other habitués of the museum will know the one I mean when I remind them that Arnold Böcklin's The Isle of the Dead hangs on the wall of the landing. I started down, relishing in advance the impression Böcklin's picture would make with its high brown rocks and black poplars, its midnight sky and gloomy film of sea, its single white figure erect in the bow of the beach-nosing skiff. But, as I descended, I saw that the Isle of the Dead was not in its accustomed position on the wall. In that space, arresting even in the bad light and from the up angle of the stairs, hung a gilt-framed painting I had never seen or heard of in all my museum-haunting years. I gazed at it, one will imagine, all the way down to the landing. Then I had a close, searching look and a final appraising stare from the lip of the landing above the lower half of the flight. So far as I can learn, and I have been diligent in my research, the thing is unknown even to the best informed of art experts. Perhaps it is well that I describe it in detail. It seemed to represent action upon a small plateau or table rock, drab and bare, with a twilight sky deepening into a starless evening. This setting, restrainedly worked up in blue-grays and blue-blacks, was not the first thing to catch the eye, however. The front of the picture was filled with lively dancing creatures as pink...